This fella's name is Carl. Carl Fritz. That's, we have names that we won't forget one another with. And he's a big lanky guy. I don't know who we've got around there that looks like him. He looks like one of the LaForges, kind of big and long. But he's he likes to shoot the breeze, and I took him down to Futo, which is the old junk basin, we call it. And we sat in there in a helicopter and got out and talked to some Navy guys that lives in there, about four or five of them. And they showed us their operation and how things work down from their side. And by golly, on a nice trip like that, I didn't have a camera. I run out of film, and I haven't been able to get any. And you know, I don't know what's the matter with me. I should go to the PX and buy stuff, and I go up there, and I've been out without toothpaste for about 4 days. I just can't seem to get everything put into one thing. I've had, I told you I lost Henry Plummer and lost this other old boy that came to work for us, Joe, somebody, some kind of a ski. And I've been trying to get the payroll out and a lot of things like that keep me really well occupied. I enjoy the being busy. In fact, I've got to get hot and get out an application of some kind to I've got two or three Filipinos that I got to get out and get on direct hire before I lose them. So that's going to be one of my chores. And I can't seem to sit down and write these out. I don't know why. If I don't get them in there pretty soon, I'm not going to have an opportunity to get them in at all, I guess. We need these Filipinos. They won't hire them unless we put in the application for direct hire. Well, it was a little cloudy yesterday, but today the sun is shining sweetly, and I wanted to play tennis. Yesterday, I thought, gee, I got to get out and play some tennis. And old Ed Dillery came back. And I came home at lunch, and I was just about, in fact, I changed my clothes. Changed my clothes and put on some shorts. And it was about 5 minutes after 12, and the phone rang, and it was old Ed. He said, hey, guess who's got the duty today? And I said, oh, Christ. So I had to put on my clothes, and I went back and had the duty all afternoon. And I didn't get any tennis, so I thought, well, tomorrow's Sunday, we'll get some tennis in, but I don't know, here it is noon, and I haven't any plans yet, so I'm not sure I'm going to get any tennis in here either today, but maybe it's just as well, although I got to use my extra genie. I've really got to start pulling on that thing, because I've got so much fat here. I've been laying down, I've been practicing my back exercises for the, for 2 or 3 days. 2 days in a row, let's say. And I'm hoping that I'll get practicing that steadily so that I can be rid of the fear of pulling the back muscle. I'll have to show Lou those exercises, but I'll tell you and you can tell him. They're very simple. The doctor, the one I went to, is probably one of the best pediatricians in the whole country. And he says, here's the way you do it. If you pull those lower muscles in the back and you want to strengthen them, you lay on your back, and it doesn't matter whether you lay on the floor or lay on a bed. He said, in all his experience, he hasn't found any difference in hard beds or soft beds for sleeping to ease the pain in the back. He said, I don't know where that came from, but he says, I've done a lot of experimenting on it. So it don't matter. He can lay on his soft bed, but lay on his back and put his hands down along his side and lift one leg, keep it stiff, lift it up about 6 inches and hold it for a count of 1, 2, 3, let it down and lift the other one. and do that for about 10 times on each leg. Then just lay on the back and lift the head up and look down at your toes. Do that about 10 times and count 1, 2, 3, bang, 1, 2, 3, bang. Now this seems like a real simple exercise, and it is real simple for anybody that does strenuous exercises. But this helps, and I haven't done it enough myself to know how it helps, but you can feel it pulling on those muscles. Then the other exercises is to stay on your back position, raise yourself on your heels and your shoulders, and tuck your buttocks up under you real hard. Stay there for about a count of three, and then drop back down in the bed. Then raise yourself and tuck your butt up under you real hard till you pull them muscles, and do that about 10 times. Then you raise yourself up, raise your shoulders off of the bed, and throw your shoulders together back. Just throw them back as hard as you can, and count three there. Then you have all the exercises. That's all you need to do. And do each one of them about 10 times, and you'll find out that his back is in pretty good shape. Or rather, he's pulled all the muscles in there that if you do it enough, it will put your back in pretty good shape. Well, so much for that. All you need now is a little music with old Carly's voice saying 1, 2, 3, bump, 1, 2, 3, bump. And you can have your exercises so you can follow them like you do the guy over the television. Well, yesterday was George Washington's birthday, and the 22nd of February. And I guess it won't be too long till it'll be somebody else's birthday, and time is a-wasting and a-passing by. And the first thing you know, old Carly will be coming home to see his baby, Doodly Day baby. And it'll be a great day in the morning. We've got an awful lot to look forward to. And I just say that you and I are the guys that can look forward to it. Did I tell you? Yeah, I think I told you the boss had me put in a recommendation for, put in right up my recommendation for promotion. And he wants to get it done right away, so I did it right away, and I give it to him right away, and I haven't seen it since. So I guess he's going to take care of it and see that I get, see if I can't get a promotion this time. I have to do it some more. I have to write up that job on the area that we want to boost our slot up to a 4, FSR 4. Because it's an important slot, man. There's a lot of work to be done, man. You got to have an experienced guy that knows what he's doing, man. Somebody been around a little bit. And I don't think there's been anybody around, been around anymore than I have. Have they, honey? And I took my wife with me on some of that going around, didn't I? Well, I'd sure like to take you with me again. I think you're getting ready to travel, honey. I think you're getting your mind made up. We might just go back there and get our house rented out or do something with it and bail out for Manila, Bangkok, or someplace like that. That'll make you happy. Taiwan's a nice place, I guess. I don't know. These Foreign Service officers live in Taiwan, and they seem to be having a ball. One of the guys took his wife over to Austria, of all places. Young kid just got married. Neither one of them ever been there, but she's over there. Well, we'll get together, honey, and since this tape is coming close to the end, I'm going to tell you goodbye now and tell you how much I love you, because I hate to have that run off the end and say nothing and you can't hear the last few words. So these last few words are, I sure do love you, and I sure do enjoy your letters, and I just keep them coming, because I'll be with you, thinking about you all of my life. Good night, baby, and sweet dreams, and here's a kiss, last year, till the next tape comes along, which shouldn't be too far. Goodbye, honey.